But we're looking forward to getting back inside and playing Joe Louis Arena, and obviously, you know, our opponent for that game too. So
yeah,
we get Michigan again.
Exactly, so. And they're playing outdoors again against Michigan State at Soldier Field. I understand.
They are in February. So, yeah. But anyway, no, it's good to get back into Joe Louis. So like that rink, and obviously, the last time we were in there, we have some fond memories of the GLI, so we'll be anxious to get back in there.
All right. Well, and Coach, going back to the defense and the intense competition, one of the things that we lacked last year and that you kept harping on is we don't have that, we haven't seen that guy step up as a Steven Saigo quarterback back on the blue line, but we saw more of that towards the end of the season, didn't we?
Well, we did, and that's where Shane Hanna really took off, and, you know, I give him a lot of credit. I mean, he led all league defensemen in scoring, which is pretty hard to do for a freshman. I can't remember the last time that's happened in the WCHA, but it's incredible for him. And then he led all freshmen in scoring. So he really stepped, and the most of it was down the second half. And given that, he also was a plus eight. I mean, he was a plus player. And I went through a lot of the freshmen in the league, and they were not plus players. So good for Shane Hanna. I think he finally found a comfort level, found the zone, understood what we were trying to do on the power play, and then we understood what he was doing too. A lot of times it's just we're trying to find out what he's good at, and I know he had some puck trouble with the sticks and handling the puck at the start of the year, but as things went on, he got a lot more comfortable, and we put him on the other side, on his offside on the power play, and it seemed to be a much better fit for Shane in our power play. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the guys we have coming back that played on the power play a lot last year, and I thought our power play near the end of the year was very good.
It was, and we have two power play units, obviously. So who do you see right now potentially being that quarterback over there, or is that wide open?
Well, I think it's wide open. I think, obviously, Shane's established himself, and you know, he'll get a crack, obviously, on that first group to make things happen. But you know, Mark Ox, a very capable offensive defenseman who put up good numbers in the USHL last year. But having said that, we saw Shane too. I mean, Shane struggled a little bit when he first came on, but I think that's going to be wide open. I mean, we have some guys who can handle. I know Riley Sweeney is going to be a senior. He's had a lot of power play time. Walker Hyland, we tried last year at the first half of the year. He just couldn't quite find his niche, but I think Walker has some offensive capabilities, and we're not afraid to stick a forward back there. So I think we have a lot of options this year that we may not have had last year, and a lot more experience in that position.
What about some of the players, Coach, that have been Patrick Anderson is on the roster. Where is he at now? Is he listed as a sophomore? Is he still considered a freshman?
Well, he's, you know, he obviously we could redshirt him if we would like to, but okay. We've got to talk about that with Patrick down the road. But obviously, Patrick, I mean, he's a lot more experienced, tremendously hard worker. I mean, his work ethic is second to none. Outstanding kid, outstanding student. So we wouldn't be afraid to play him in games. So I'm anxious to see how he does. He had the injury bug that, you know, first couple of years here. Max Vallis is another kid who showed some flashes last year. Max has to come in with better shape and a little bit more hungry to compete and to play and do some of the little things without the puck. He's got tremendous offensive skills, but you don't have to be an all-around player. We have to be able to trust him as coaches defensively too. Tyler Hainan is another, you know, example who was in and out and probably would have played some games late, but then he got hurt and did not get in there. But Tyler's got some good offensive instincts, but he's got to make sure that he understands he's got to play hard without, just as hard, if not harder, without the puck than he does with the puck. Because when he has it, he wants the puck. I mean, he's you don't have to say anything to him about that, or to shoot it, or what to do offensively. He has those instincts, but he's got to play a lot better defensively without the puck so that we can trust him, because part of the game is you don't have the puck, and you got to make sure you're working hard and checking well to get it back, so when we get it, we can do what we're good at.
Jimmy Davis comes in as his fourth year, got the medical hardship last year, so that this would be his junior season officially, right?
Officially, yeah. And yeah. Same thing with Jimmy. He has another year if we want, and if he wants. And we told him we'd visit that after this year and see where he's at. But I know hopefully he'll be able to graduate and move on. But, you know, it'll be interesting. Jimmy can play. I mean, he's played some games, and the same thing. You know, he's all set to play, and he breaks his wrist last year. So, you know, sideline him another, you know, basically 2 months at a critical time of the year. And then we played him late in the year against Northern Michigan in a huge game, and he was was fine. So Jimmy can play. We just got to keep him healthy because he's a tremendous competitor, a tremendous kid, a real good teammate. So, but we've had some guys like Blake Hietala. Blake's coming into his fifth year now, and you know Blake and I and our staff talked a lot about whether he should move on or did he want to continue to play. And Blake wanted to continue to play, and he knew we'd have some competition this year, and I salute that because it would have been easy just to move on and not have to, you know, work hard and compete and go through another summer training and everything else. But he has, and he looks good, and I know he's ready to have a breakout senior season.
One of the questions people asking about was, is Justin Fillion, is he still with the team right now, or has he moved on?
No, Justin's transferred, yeah. Justin had some academic issues also, and you know we gave him a couple warnings about that. So, but he decided to move on to a Division III school and play baseball and hockey. He's a really good baseball player, and that might even be his passion over hockey. So, I just read an article where he's back home in Prince George and playing baseball. You know, and talking about his game and looking forward to taking that to the D3 school and playing baseball as well as playing hockey.
We have a lot more to talk about with Coach Mel Pearson. And time still to get your questions in. DJ at themix93.com is our email address. And we'll go to the questions in just a little bit here on the show. Right now, we'll take a quick time out and be back with more. The Mel Pearson Show continues here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Again, that email address, DJ at themix93.com. That's DJ at themix93.com.
Hey, hear that McDonald's is now the backer of the Packers backers?
How so?
Well, we back the Packers and McDonald's backs us.
So McDonald's has our back with delicious food like we have the Packers back as unwavering fans.
Exactly.
But what if the Packers want McDonald's to have their back?
Well, they do, and ours.
They have the Packers back and the backers back?
Exactly.
Oh, I'm hungry.
McDonald's original cheddar melt is back for $3.49, topped with melted cheddar cheese and a rye bun. McDonald's backer of the Packers backers.
Pasteurized process, a la carte only. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
So, sir, tell me, why do you think Coke seems to taste so good at McDonald's?
Psst, keep it down! Most think it's because it only costs a buck, but I think there's, wow, this is incredibly awesome, I gotta have it in the Coke at McDonald's.
Wow, this is incredibly awesome, I gotta have it?
Shh, that information is classified!
Classified?
Everybody wants to know why Coke seems to taste so good at McDonald's. No matter what the answer is, when a large Coca-Cola, soft drink, or sweet tea is just $1, there's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only, limited time offer.
As a nation, landing on the moon redefined what's possible. One small step led to a giant leap for mankind. Dr. Reminga has redefined what's possible when it comes to your foot pain. Laser technology is here, only at Northern Foot Care Center. Laser is a giant leap towards solving your heel pain, unsightly fungal nails, sports injuries, and many types of foot pain. Drug-free, pain-free, and no surgery. Ask about laser. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
The Firestone Destination AT is the SUV and light truck all-terrain tire for drivers who want to go wherever the road leads. For a limited time, Fine Line Tire has put the Destination AT on sale. Plus, get an additional $50 rebate when you purchase a set of four. Fine Line Tire, your Firestone store in Hancock, where we serve you the guest.
The folks at Sames Auto have really gone over the edge with their current special going through the end of September. Any vehicle purchase, and I mean any vehicle, no matter the dollar amount from Sames Auto, will also include a year. That's right, one full year supply of free oil changes. And you'll also receive a full year of auto detailing. No bells, no gimmicks. Just stop in at Sames Auto on the business strip in Houghton for complete details.
There are many good banks to choose from, each one with similar products and services. What makes a perfect bank? Superior National believes it's the people, our customers, our employees, our community. It's saying hello when you walk through the door. It's giving back to the community through volunteerism and donations. It's giving customers the products they need. From traditional checking, savings, loans, financial services, and business plans, to 24/7 banking online, by phone, ATM, or with your smartphone. Products that you decide how you want and when you want them. With 9 locations and 125 staff members, Superior National may just be the perfect bank for you. Your bank, your way. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your hometown bank, Superior National Bank. Deja Vu and Daily Brew on M203 in Hancock is now open. Keith and Muriel shopped all winter, finding unique antiques, including antique furniture. Invest in the future, buy from the past at Deja Vu and